Recently, my predecessor over at the Newman House, Father St. Hilaire, received his, well, made his first vows for the Benedictines at St. Vincent's in La Trobe. And he, this weekend, is actually, he's back in town this weekend. He's celebrating Mass up at Christ the King in Benton, where he was administrator for a while. So it's been really great to see him again. I haven't been able to see him in person for a year, and I've only been able to talk to him like two or three times over the phone. He's been separated from the world, and for very good reason. He's in formation to become a full-fledged Benedictine monk, and he's recently taken like a big step on that journey. He's been given some more freedoms, and so he's come back to visit Hillsburg and Benton and to see people. And we were having dinner last night, I and he and Father Marion and some other people, and it was the first opportunity I had to tell him a story. He's come up in conversation many times, but I haven't been able to tell them about any of those. My favorite, a few months ago, I had to drive down to Harrisburg to meet with the bishop to make my case to bring focus missionaries to Hillsburg University, something that actually Father St. Hilaire had worked on really hard and was building off of what he was doing. So it was something that he was excited about and got to share with him. And I made my case to the bishop, and it went really well. And at the end of our meeting, Bishop Senior says, "You know, I've given my permission for this. I think it's going to be great. Just make sure you don't run off to the Benedictine Monastery or something." And I said, "Oh no, Your Excellency. You know, I'm not called to the Benedictines. Maybe the Carmelites, though." And he looked terrified. And I had to assure him, "No, I'm definitely called to the diocesan priesthood, the secular priesthood." Father St. Hilaire thought that was very funny, by the way. "But I'm definitely called to the secular priesthood. I'm definitely called to the diocesan priesthood, to be in a parish." So after, as I told that story, somebody else at the table said, "Well, what's, I don't really understand the difference." And this is a big thing that comes up a lot. People ask me this question a lot, like, what's the difference between like what Father St. Hilaire is doing and what I and Father Maury are doing here? What's the difference between like an order priest and what's called a secular priest or a diocesan priest? And it's that the order priest, his priesthood exists for the sake of his order. That order has a particular charism for the Benedictines. It's work and hospitality. So Father St. Hilaire is a priest, and his priesthood is at the service of the work and the hospitality of the Benedictines in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. He's a priest for that, for them, for that particular mission. As a secular priest, my priesthood is to the land. My priesthood exists for the good of the people on the land. Whoever happens to be in this parish at this moment, my priesthood is for them and for their holiness, whatever that means. There's no particular direction in that except up. Whatever it takes to make whoever happens to be here holy, it's my job to do that thing. I find that beautiful, the charism of the secular priest. I find it absolutely beautiful. It is also completely and totally overwhelming. I love being a priest. It's great. It's also the hardest thing I've ever done. And it just keeps getting harder, actually. And I'm more joyful than I've ever been in my whole life. Sometimes I feel like Solomon. Solomon, he was given his father his kingdom at a really tumultuous time. And he was given, thanks be to God, peace on every side. And things were looking really good for the kingdom of Israel when Solomon took his throne. And so God comes to him, and God asks him, what do you want of me, Solomon? I'll give you anything you ask. And Solomon looks to our Lord and says, "Lord, I'm completely overwhelmed. I have no idea what I'm doing. Please help me. I want to know what I'm supposed to do." And the Lord says, "Good answer. I'll give you wisdom." Very often in my priesthood, I've had those moments. Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing. Please tell me what to do. It happens in confession all the time. If someone comes to me with a problem I've never heard of, I've never encountered, I'm expected to give them advice. And so I say, Lord, I have no idea what to say to this person. I'm going to have you say it. So I hand myself over and I do it. Sometimes I get up here for a homily I'm not prepared for at all, and I say, Lord, I have no idea. I've been praying about it. No idea what I'm supposed to say to these people. I need you to say it. And I do. Sometimes the Lord will choose to completely overwhelm us, to give us situations to which we cannot respond. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power within ourselves to handle the situation. And sometimes he does this on purpose, chooses to overwhelm us so that we are forced to rely on his grace. We no longer have a choice. We cannot delude ourselves into thinking we can handle it. It's a beautiful and terrifying experience. Praise God, he gave me some of those opportunities very early in my priesthood, that I did not know how to handle a situation. So I said, Lord, I don't know what this is. You're going to have to do it. And so far, thank you, he has. Sometimes the Lord will choose to overwhelm us. I love this gospel reading because I find it so incredibly difficult to understand. Our Lord gives like several parables in quick fire succession. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is like a bucket of fish. And he turns to his people and he says, do you understand these things? And they say, for some undoubted reason, yes. I want to beg them, no. Tell them you don't understand because I don't understand. And I want him to explain it. And so he says this. Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. He brings out new experiences, old stories, new things and old things, throws them all together, and completely overwhelms us. We need to allow ourselves to be overwhelmed so that we can rely on his grace. He chooses to bring us out of our depth so that we must realize it's him doing these things within us and not our own power. Very often in the spiritual life, as we grow in holiness, we will not understand what the Lord is doing with us. We will not understand what he's trying to teach us. But when he looks us in the eye and says, will you follow me? I know you don't understand what's going on, but will you listen anyway? I know you cannot accomplish the task that I have given you, but will you attempt it anyway? If we can respond with a faithful and a joyful yes, I promise you, my dear brothers and sisters, his grace always comes into that moment. Sometimes in tragic ways. But his grace always enters into that moment. Let him be the driving force in life. Do not be afraid to look to the heavens and say, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'll need you to handle this. And trust that he will. He is the master of the household and will bring out new things and old things. New experiences, old graces and new graces. And do new things within us. Things which lead to salvation and to everlasting life.